Hearing the joyful roaring of the monkeys, Ravana thus suspected that Ram and Lakshman had revived. Just to make sure, he ordered his Rakshasas to investigate the reason for the monkeys' bravado. After climbing onto the defensive walls, the Rakshasas indeed saw that Ram and Lakshman were alive and well. With great fear, they rushed to give Ravana the news. With his doubts thus confirmed, Ravana again became filled with anxiety, and his face turned pale. Swelling with rage, he ordered the great Rakshasa warrior, Dhumraksha, to go immediately and attack Ram. After quickly mobilizing his army, Dhumraksha mounted his donkey-drawn chariot. Laughing robustly and exhibiting great pride, he headed for the western gate where Hanuman had taken his stand. And as Dhumraksha rode through the streets of Lanka, a great vulture landed on the back of his chariot, while other carnivorous birds perched themselves upon his flagpole. Suddenly, someone threw a headless trunk in his path, and clouds began pouring down rain mixed with blood. Dhumraksha became greatly perturbed at these ominous signs, and some Rakshasas even fainted. Nevertheless, Dhumraksha courageously approached the monkey warriors, who were all eager for combat. A fierce battle then ensued, and many Rakshasas and monkeys were killed. The monkeys smashed the Rakshasas with huge rocks and trees, tearing at them with their sharp teeth and nails. Finally, because of the monkeys' superior prowess, the Rakshasa army panicked and then fled. At this, Dhumraksha became filled with rage and began to ravage the monkey warriors so severely that they too began fleeing in terror. Hanuman became enraged. He picked up a huge rock, hurling it at Dhumraksha's chariot and smashing it to pieces. But the Rakshasa hero saved himself by jumping to the ground, while Hanuman continued on his rampage. Taking a mountain peak, Hanuman rushed at Dhumraksha, but the Rakshasa also came forward to meet Hanuman, deftly smashing him on the head with his club. However, Hanuman hardly minded the blow. He thus hurled the mountain peak at Dhumraksha's head, and the peak shattered the Rakshasa's limbs, and Dhumraksha fell down dead. Dhumraksha's army fled back to the shelter of Lanka, causing the enraged Ravana to send Bhadradangstra into the fight. The great Rakshasa hero led his army to the southern gate where Angada was stationed. On the way there, Bhadradangstra saw showers of meteors streaking across the sky, as well as ferocious she-jackals belching fire. Nevertheless, Bhadradangstra took courage, plunging himself into battle. Angada responded especially fiercely. He smashed the Rakshasa soldiers with an uprooted tree, and their entire army fled, with their general helplessly looking on. The enraged Bhadradangstra retaliated by killing innumerable enemy soldiers with his arrows, causing the monkeys to take shelter of Angada. But as the son of Bali set out to confront Bhadradangstra directly, the Rakshasa hero released 100,000 arrows, which bathed Angada in his own blood. But Angada struck back by hurling a huge tree, while Bhadradangstra easily cut it to pieces. Then, roaring loudly, Angada threw a huge mountain crag, forcing Bhadradangstra to jump to safety as his chariot was thus smashed. Taking advantage of this opportunity, Angada quickly took up another huge mass of boulders and smashed it upon the head of Vajradhanushta. The Rakshasa fell to the ground unconscious, vomiting blood and clutching his mace to his chest. Vajradhanushta, however, soon regained consciousness, and coming before Angada, severely struck the monkey chief in the chest with his club. The two warriors then started beating each other with their fists. As they gradually became exhausted, blood began to flow from their mouths. Then, after a brief lull, Angada uprooted the tree, while Vajradhanushta took up his sword and shield. However, after fighting for some time, both heroes fell to their knees out of exhaustion. Seizing this opportune moment, Angada quickly summoned all of his strength. He snatched Vajradhanushta's sword, slicing off the Rakshasa's head. And upon seeing their general slain, the remnants of the Rakshasa army fearfully retreated back to Lanka.